Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive here on the channel where we break down major stocks with real data and honest analysis. Today we're tackling United Health Group, ticker UNH, a healthcare giant that's been making waves lately with its Q2 results and AI push. Let's jump right in. United Health has shown solid momentum over the past year, with shares up around 48%, though it's pulled back a bit recently after hitting a 52-week high. The broader healthcare sector has been mixed, but UNH stands out for its scale and diversified operations across insurance and services. United Health Group operates as a massive healthcare enterprise with two main arms: United Healthcare for Insurance and Optum for Health Services and Technology. Founded in 1977 and headquartered in Minnesota, the company employs about 390,000 people and is led by CEO Stephen Hemsley. It serves millions through employer plans, Medicare, Medicaid, and pharmacy benefits, while Optum focuses on data analytics, pharmacy care, and now AI-driven tools that are becoming a commercial product line. Looking at revenue segmentation, United Healthcare drives the bulk with roughly $332 billion in recent annual figures, while Optum Health contributes around $19.8 billion. The insurance side benefits from scale in commercial and government programs, and Optum adds high-margin services that help stabilize overall results even when medical costs fluctuate. On the earnings front, United Health posted stronger-than-expected Q2 numbers, with operating income jumping about 50% year-over-year and an improved medical care ratio. Management raised full-year 2026 guidance, citing better cost controls and operational tweaks. EPS trends have been resilient despite some Medicaid pressures, and analysts have been lifting forecasts in response. From the earnings call commentary, leadership emphasized a restless drive for margin recovery and efficiency gains across segments. They highlighted how AI now touches every claim, prior authorization, and patient interaction, turning internal improvements into a sellable playbook for clients. Guidance upgrades reflect confidence in sustained growth, with focus on buybacks and strategic investments that should support longer-term earnings power. Digging into the financial statements, revenue has climbed steadily from $242 billion in 2019 to over $447 billion in the latest fiscal year, though net income has varied with medical loss ratios and one-time items. Free cash flow remains robust at around $32 billion recently, supporting dividends near $9 per share annually and ongoing share repurchases. The balance sheet shows solid equity around $100 billion, with manageable leverage, and return on equity sits near 14%. For the valuation setup, we used a PB model, given United Health's financial sector profile and mature book value dynamics, with medium confidence overall, because the target multiple needs some review for decelerating growth. The model fits best here, since positive free cash flow history supports the approach, but forward earnings estimates are treated as secondary. Current price sits around $420, while the model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $290. What drives that gap are assumptions like a 9% discount rate, 2.5% perpetual growth, a 3.2x price-to-book target adjusted down from recent levels to reflect a more mature profile, and share count declining at about 2% annually from buybacks. Keep in mind that changing any of those inputs can shift the fair value estimate quite a bit. If you disagree with our assumptions, plug in your own growth or discount rate numbers on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. On the SWOT side, strengths include the massive employee base, diversified revenue streams, and proven ability to integrate AI across operations for efficiency. Weaknesses center on exposure to regulatory changes in Medicaid and Medicare, plus high valuation multiples that leave little margin of safety. Opportunities lie in expanding the Optum AI playbook commercially and continued buybacks, while threats include rising medical costs, policy shifts, and competition in managed care. Recent performance shows a one-week dip of nearly 4% and a one-month decline around 2.4% after that post-earnings pullback. Yet the six-month return clocks in at almost 48% and the one-year gain tops 48%. The stock has outpaced the broader healthcare sector over longer periods, but now trades above its five-year average PE, which tempers near-term upside. My take is that United Health remains a high-quality compounder with real operational momentum from its AI initiatives and cost discipline. But the current price, around $420, looks stretched compared to our rough fair value zone near $290. I'd watch for better entry points on any further pullbacks, especially if macro or regulatory noise creates volatility, because the long-term story around scale and technology still holds appeal for patient investors. Wrapping up, UNH offers a compelling mix of defensive healthcare exposure and growth levers, though valuation is the key watch item right now. As always, this isn't personalized advice, so do your own research or consult an advisor. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more breakdowns, and we'll catch you in the next one.